Welcome to evening prayer on Friday the 14th of August. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and in your faithfulness, give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness.
Enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified.
My spirit faints within me. My heart within me is desolate.
I stretch out my hands to you. My soul gasps for you like a thirsty lamb.
O Lord, make haste to answer me. My spirit fails me. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Show me the way I should walk in, for I lift up my soul to you.
Teach me to do what pleases you. For you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path.
Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring me out of trouble.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind.
As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 38. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation.
Rebuke me not, O Lord, in your anger, neither chasten me in your heavy displeasure.
For your arrows have stuck fast in me, and your hand presses hard upon me.
There is no health in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no peace in my bones because of my sin.
For my iniquities have gone over my head, their weight is a burden too heavy to bear.
My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness.
I am utterly bowed down and brought very low. I go about mourning all day long.
My loins are filled with a searing pain. There is no health in my flesh.
I am feeble and utterly crushed. I roar aloud because of the disquiet of my heart.
O Lord, you know all my desires, and my sighing is not hidden from you.
My heart is pounding, my strength has failed me, the light of my eyes is gone from me.
My friends and companions stand apart from my affliction, my neighbours stand afar off.
Those who seek after my life lay snares for me, and those who would harm me whisper evil and mutter slander all day long.
But I am like one who is deaf and hears not, like one that is dumb, who does not open his mouth.
I have become like one who does not hear, and from whose mouth comes no retort.
For in you, Lord, have I put my trust. You will answer me, O Lord my God.
For I said, let them not triumph over me, those who exult over me when my foot slips.
Truly I am on the verge of falling, and my pain is ever with me.
I will confess my iniquity and be sorry for my sin.
Those that are my enemies without any cause are mighty, and those who hate me wrongfully are many in number.
Those who repay evil for good are against me, because the good is what I seek.
Forsake me not, O Lord, be not far from me, O my God.
Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation.
Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation.
Almighty Lord and Saviour, behold with pity the wounds of your people. Do not forsake us, sinful as we are, but for the sake of the passion of your beloved one, Jesus, come quickly to our aid for his mercy's sake.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation.
Be not far from me, O my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Let us pray. Be to us, O Lord, a support in our setting out, a comfort by the way, a shadow in the heat, a covering in the rain and cold, a conveyance in weariness, a protection in adversity, a staff in unsteady ways, and a port in a shipwreck, that with you, being our leader, we may reach the place we seek, and at length we may return again to our home in safety.
Creator of our common home, you fill the earth and sea and sky with life. Forgive us our neglect of your creation, the choking waste of our pollution, the damage done by careless habits and our indifference to future generations. Help us to amend our lives, to refuse more plastic if we can't reuse it, to lift our voice for lasting change, and to live well and gently on the earth, to the glory of your Son, the living Word, through whom you made this fragile world. Amen.
Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory,
forever and ever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.